The bill that would remove the gray wolf from the federal endangered species list is in the hands of the U.S. Senate. House Republicans, led by Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy, passed the measure shortly before Thanksgiving by a vote of 196 to 180. A handful of Democrats in the House supported that bill as well. It calls for delisting the wolves by the end of next year and says the move can't be taken to the courts. Supporters say wolves kill livestock and pets and pose other problems. Opponents say those issues are overstated and that the wolf needs to remain protected. Sean Duffy is a Republican U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, which includes Wausau and Superior and more. He authored the wolf delisting bill. Representative Duffy, thanks for joining us.
It is great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Now, your legislation passed the House. Explain for us the need, as you see it, for congressional legislation to delist the gray wolf.
Yeah, so first off, the Endangered Species Act is to, you know, protect animals that are endangered, right? And when programs are successful, you take the species off of the endangered species list. So you look at alligators in Florida. They were once endangered. Well, when they came back and they're swimming in family's swimming pools, they took them off the endangered species list and they started to manage them state by state. And so Barack Obama, his administration, recognized that the gray wolf had recovered. We had three times the population that was necessary to take them off of the endangered species list. And so he started the process to remove the gray wolf. Well, a court overturned the Obama administration's effort to delist the gray wolf. And so what we're doing is saying, listen, we're going to take away this judicial review. The gray wolf has recovered, and we want to give the management back to our states to effectively deal with the wolf population. And if you don't have a recovered wolf population, you don't have to manage it. Let it go. But in places like Wisconsin, and it might not be a big deal in Madison or Milwaukee, but as you go up north, I'm hearing constant concern about wolves that are, you know, getting livestock, that are taking pets, that are coming closer to residential areas as seen by deer cams. And there's a real fear that, you know, we might have a young child at one point who is hurt or killed by a gray wolf. I've had several people tell me how they've been treated by a gray wolf. So, again, it's those who don't live in the area where the wolf has recovered, they don't really get what's going on. But when you live in the northern part, whether it's of Wisconsin or Minnesota or go on westward, it's been a bipartisan issue of House members and senators who have said, listen, the wolf has recovered. Let's now effectively manage them.
Now, if this passes the Senate and is approved by the president, how would this work? Would the federal government offer guidelines to the state when it comes to gray wolf management?
Well, we would send it back to our states for management. So we'd look to our Wisconsin DNR to take the lead on managing the gray wolf. And we do that with, we manage our deer population. We manage all of our populations without federal interference in the state of Wisconsin. Now, when you have an endangered species, that's when the federal government will step in and say, no, we're going to take over and set guidelines for you. But when a species has recovered, we give it back to the states and let them manage their populations.
As I understand it, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is again reviewing this. They're expected to declare that, again, that the wolf has recovered enough they can be removed from the list. If that happens, does your bill still serve a purpose?
Well, the problem has been in the activist courts. So you still have a judicial review. And this is the same process that took place under the Obama administration. But then the courts overturned that decision from Fish and Wildlife. And so if you have activist courts that aren't actually looking at the facts, we're going to remove their review process from these issues and let the administration decide how to manage, you know, populations that were once endangered and then have recovered. And I think it's really important, again, to note, if the wolf hasn't recovered, I want to protect the wolves as well, like any species that is endangered. But when programs work in the government, and you take an endangered species and they recover and they're blossoming, well, we want to make sure then we can recognize that and then effectively manage it. You don't put a species on the endangered species list and leave it there forever. That's not what we do. That's not the purpose of the law. The purpose is to help them recover, to populate, and then to effectively manage. And that's where we're at now. We're at the effectively managed stage.
Talking to Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy about his legislation. It's passed the House, awaiting action in the U.S. Senate on removing the gray wolf from the endangered species list. With this idea of not allowing judicial review, Congressman Duffy, I mean, that's a long tradition in American government. Is this kind of a weird constitutional step to take to say this other branch of the government can't do its duty on this?
Well, we set up the process by which the Endangered Species Act works. It's a creation of the Congress. And so the Congress has the ability to say who has the authority to put species on or off the list, and do we have a review process for the executive branch who we've empowered. And so the Congress, no, we have the right to say how does the program work and who has what authority. But again, I would agree that, you know, if we don't have judges that are, again, activists, we could keep the review. But when people or judges are imposing their beliefs outside of the science behind a movement to delist, that creates a real problem. I mean, again, Barack Obama wasn't a deer hunter or a bear hunter or a wolf hunter. He's a pretty progressive liberal guy. And Barack Obama was the one who said the wolf has recovered, and he understood the needs of especially the northern part of the United States who had an issue in managing the wolf. This is the only, so, and again, maybe the differences in the states, the only real federal question that came up in my congressional debate was on the gray wolf. I get more questions about the gray wolf as a congressman from central and northern Wisconsin than I think any other issue right now. So it's really meaningful for people because it's having an impact on their life. Not because people want to hunt wolves. It's the impact that the wolves are having on the environment in which northern Wisconsin lives.
Now, there's a divide, at least among some conservation biologists on this. I've talked to some who are exactly on the same page as you. The numbers are good. They're not endangered. Take them off the list, they say. I've talked to others who say it's not just about numbers. It's about range. The gray wolf is nowhere near the range it used to be. That can be a danger. If they're on, in effect, biological islands, they might be more vulnerable to weather changes, climate changes, disease, that kind of thing. So in that sense, they say, yeah, they are still kind of endangered. Is there room for that in your legislation for that kind of protection?
Well, so what we're doing is we're saying, hey, listen, it's not that there's no management. The states will manage the population. And if those issues arise, which the folks that you speak to say, this is a potential problem in the future. And if those problems arise, the state will effectively, I think, deal with those problems. Just, I mean, we manage our deer population really well. When there's too many deer, we give out a lot of permits and even, you know, doe permits. When the deer population is down, you see the DNR far more restrictive on the number and the kind of tags that they give to hunters. We do this really well because we care about the environment, we care about the ecosystem. And making sure the ecosystem works is making sure that we have an engaged, I think, state DNR, which we do, and care about making sure that the ecosystem is in the right balance. And I think right now, a lot of people are saying it's out of balance with the growth of the and the recovery of the gray wolf.
Looking ahead at the prospects for the bill, as we've said, it passed your chamber, the House, the Senate. Both Wisconsin U.S. senators, Republican and Democrat, have said in the past they would back similar legislation. But the Senate has a lot on its table right now. Do you think this thing is going to happen there?
And to be clear, so yeah, I mean, Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin couldn't be further apart, probably ideologically, politically, and both of them have supported this bill. I mean, Amy Klobuchar, Democrat, who's looking at running for president against Donald Trump in Minnesota, is supportive of this bill. So it's a very regional issue, and these senators in the northern states are hearing from their constituents, and it's not partisan. It's how do we effectively have tools to manage them? So I you're right. There's not a lot of time left before the new Congress takes effect on January 3rd. There's several must-pass bills that the House and the Senate are going to have to work on, and I'm going to fight to make sure this wolf bill is in one of those must-pass packages, and once it's in, that it stays in. So there's still a possibility that this gets done. But obviously in politics and in Congress, for sure, there are no guarantees.
And briefly, before I let you go, stepping away from the Wolf bill, do you have any other top priorities for this lame duck session?
Well, so we have partial government funding only to December 7th. So we're trying to make sure that we fund the government. The big issue at play right now is whether the House and the Senate can agree on border security funding, border wall funding. That's going to play out in the next 2 weeks. Hopefully we don't have a shutdown, and hopefully we can secure a border and everyone can get along. But that's yet to be determined. And beyond that, you know, I have a flood insurance bill, not the sexiest of issues, but it's really important for taxpayers and for people who live in floodplains. I'm trying to get that done by the end of the year. And there's a lot of loose ends we're trying to tie up.
Congressman Duffy, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me on. Have a good day.
You too. Sean Duffy is a Republican U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. We talked with him about his bill aimed at delisting the gray wolf, which passed the House a couple of weeks ago. It would now need approval in the Senate to proceed. Then, of course, signature by the president, who has, I believe, supported the bill.